Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's another scandal involving a relative of President Obama's in Massachusetts. The president's half-uncle, Onyango Obama, was arrested in Framingham last Wednesday night for allegedly driving drunk. Police say his blood alcohol content was nearly double the legal limit. Shortly after, he was turned over to federal immigration officials and is now facing possible deportation. It wasn't until yesterday that the story was picked up by several media outlets, and then not long after, it took off in the political blogosphere. Reportedly, when he was arrested, he threatened to call the White House. Within hours, not only was the story of the uncle's arrest on hundreds of websites, so was his mugshot. Joining us this morning to talk about the rather sudden escalation of this episode into the national political consciousness is Tufts University political science professor Jeff Berry, who's working on a book studying political blogs, cable TV, and talk radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Bob.
Does this surprise you that this story is so rapidly filling up the political blogosphere?
It's no surprise at all. It's a wonderful story for conservative blogs. It's an embarrassment for the president. But let's dig a little deeper and ask, you know, why is it given such enormous coverage by the blogs? And it has to do with the structure of blogs. Bloggers are not really journalists who gather news on their own, and blogs are not institutions. With only a tiny number of exceptions, blogs are one-man bands that make no money. They're typically operated by a single individual who has to somehow put fresh material up on the Internet every day, otherwise his readers go away. This was a simple story that could be summarized briefly, commented on, and it resonates with conservatives, so it was a natural.
Well, that's sort of the mechanics of it, but I'm wondering about the politics. Do you think it's fair game for a president's somewhat distant family members to become part of the political back and forth?
Any president's family is fair game. There's been lots of instances where there's been questionable behavior by family members. Think about Donald Nixon and Neil Bush, who are alleged to have engaged in questionable business practices and associated with business people who may have wanted to try to use them to gain influence with the White House. And in the case of Obama's uncle, he's charged with drunk driving, and there are allegations that he's in the country illegally. So both are serious charges, and the press is obligated to follow them.
Let me ask you a tougher question. We all remember the challenges to President Obama's own citizenship status. Many people still don't believe that he's an official U.S. citizen. Challenges that were proven wrong, though, with the release of his birth certificate. When you combine this with him being the first African-American president, do you think we should be looking for a darker, perhaps a xenophobic side to this obsession with his heritage, or is it politics as usual?
It's a bit of both. Let's just separate out the charge of drunk driving and illegal immigration. That stands on its own merits, regardless of race of the president. But looking at the question of Obama's citizenship, I've looked into Internet coverage of this, and it's lasted for 3 years without any credible evidence that he is not a citizen. So this is the test that I would use in thinking about the race charge. If it was a white president whose father was born overseas and was not a citizen, say this hypothetical president's father came from Italy, would there be these kinds of charges? I think not. So in my mind, I think the virulent attack on the president's citizenship does have an element of racism and religious bigotry.
So when we come back to the uncle, does he ignore this story, hope it goes away? Do you think he'll be asked a question about it at his next news conference?
There's no reason to really respond beyond what they've done already, which is to say the president has no connection to the uncle. Otherwise, by issuing a long statement and getting involved, they just stretch the story out. So I think the White House will ignore this until the president is asked a question at some point, in which case he'll repeat what they've already said, which the president has no connection to him.
And expect more down the line should there be other incidents like this.
Well, I think we should expect more down the line. On this case of the Obama uncle, if any evidence emerges that at some point he was given favoritism in being allowed to stay in the country, then the stakes rise for the White House.
Jeff Berry, political science professor at Tufts University, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Jeff's book on political blogs, cable TV, and talk radio will be titled The Outrage Industry.